All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Sit down. Oh. Sit down. Sit down. So you met Kremlo over here?
I was going to ask you who these guys were.
Mr. Tong.
They seem pretty unsafe. Hi, Mr. Kremlo and Tong.
He hasn't slept in days.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just cool, and don't make eye contact with Kremlo.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, here I'm going to slide this.
Gary, that's a gun.
Correction, it's a loaded gun.
Why would you? Oh, not Kremlo.
One bullet.
Gary, did Kremlo do you
one
wrong?
One hole. Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker.
Who's that standing?
Everybody
is that
plays
the
game.
Oh, man.
Ross. Everybody plays this club, Cranium Ross.
That was don't hurt me. Okay, I'm going to pick this. Do I spin the chamber or do I trust that you've...
Spin, yes. You can cut. Deal it, you can cut. It's not just dealer's choice.
Okay, all right, so...
Okay. Pray to whatever God will have you, Ross. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What purpose did this serve?
Okay, just pass. Okay. Oh, Kremlo, you don't want to do it? You're going to pass? Okay.
That was I'll an option?
You didn't ask.
God damn it.
It's fine. I'll go ahead and give it a shot, though, here.
Oh, Gary.
All right.
It's not worth it. You can pass. We've just established this.
I don't want to bite Kremlo's steez.
Okay.
Right, here we go. And action. There's no bullet. Hold on. Click, 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 click. There's no... Hold on a second.
Did you forget the bullet?
I forgot the bullet.
Gary, you entered God mode.
Yeah, I did. Here, oh, no, there's a bullet in here. There's just something jammed in here as well.
Oh, wow.
As I fold it up.
It's really, really packed in there. Wow.
Yeah, and I think that... I don't know how bullets work, but I think that this also would have shot into my head, but... Yeah. I'm glad that didn't, because it is... Well, I wish that it did. I don't know. Whatever way I'm going to come down on this, because the piece of paper says it's platoon. But yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
To a level of bad that we're comfortable with.
Yeah, this is bad that like we can just talk about Platoon for a half hour.
Yes, we can.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the game where we're the first casualty is innocence. this week we're talking about Platoon for the NES.
Yeah, we're talking about Platoon, and this was recommended by actually the Apple II version was recommended, but they're the same game. By Sam Bear. Coming in for
Bear
a 1-2
really
punch.
Cleared out an afternoon one day. Just really sat on that suggesting for him.
It's ridiculous how much he recommends. I guess suggests like he is probably a solid 15 to 20% of all recommendations.
No skin off my balls.
He's keeping this. He's keeping this train rolling, Gary.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this was the thing before I played it for the show.
And you know what? You would be reasonable in assuming that it wasn't a thing. Like if somebody asked you, devoid of any access to internet, is there a game based on Platoon? You would say no.
Yeah, I would say that's very very strange. And I just know Platoon by reputation. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Platoon. I've watched like a bunch of clips of it in preparation for the episode on YouTube.
Yeah,
but I know it by reputation. And it'd be like having like a Sophie's Choice or like the other sister game. Like it just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, it makes a sense in that it is based on the most, brutal and some would say immoral war we've ever fought.
on the flip side, though, that could also be a reason why it makes less sense.
Yes.
This is not the war that anyone feels good about.
Right.
And the movie is about that.
Right.
It's not like the movie is glossing over that and you're having super cool, fun... killing enemy soldiers.
Yeah, it's the burning down the village minigame. Like that's not anything anybody should ever even think exists. I feel dirty for even saying it.
Yeah, you do a lot. A lot of terrible things happen in this this movie. The character, Oliver Stone, made it based on his real life. experiences, I'm pretty sure. Uh-huh. And it is, you know, there's a lot of crimes against humanity.
Uh-huh.
And luckily they don't, like, it's, this game contains no more crimes against humanity than most video games do.
Right. Oh, well, there like, are landmines.
There are landmines, and those are unfortunate, but you don't actually burn down any villages, and there are no children in the game.
Yeah. It.
Thank goodness.
It just, you know, I don't know why I feel bad. Okay, I do know why. I about said something ridiculous. I about said, I don't know why I feel worse killing these people than I do killing the numerous Nazis I've ever killed in a video game.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, because it's because they're not quite as bad.
Yeah, because they're Nazis. Yeah. Because they're Nazis.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, they're all just people.
Right, yeah.
The, you know, like, it is a weird, like, playing something like this really does underline, like, you know, how that is the verb of video games. That's kind of unfortunate that, like, mm-hmm. it is just murdering people.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And
murder
it's,
folks.
And it's ridiculous how much this, like, it varies, right? It asks you to do, like, different things. Like, the first level is the, it's side-scrolling, but in that particular Data East kind of side-scrolling where you're moving up and down.
Yeah.
It is the, it's the Friday the 13th problem, right?
Yeah, and you press up to jump. And you also press up to walk up a trail.
Yep.
Which means that anytime you're in front of a trail, you cannot actually jump over a bullet without switching screens.
Right.
Which is awful.
Yeah. And there are some nods to, you know, what the movie's about by the fact that there's a morale meter, but I'm not sure what the morale meter does.
I had no idea. Like, that felt like such a weird afterthought.
Yep.
To me, like, I watched a bunch of this game, but I didn't get out of the first level because mm-hmm. I couldn't navigate the maze.
Because you're looking for explosives.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was looking for. I just kind of kept going through it, but everything looks the same. And your character is monochromatic. Like, you mm-hmm. look like an army man, like, figurine,
mm-hmm.
weirdly enough. And it's just, like, it's not that hard to, like, jump and dodge bullets, but I just got bored, like, navigating this maze where everything literally looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a bad foot for this game to start off on, for any game, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we talked at length in the Friday the 13th episode about how hard it is to navigate, but at least that game had a map.
Yeah, and that game had, like, a bunch of kind of cool mechanics to it. Mm-hmm. Like, that game, history's kind of that for me. Like, this like this timing system and stuff. There's neat things about that, and this feeling of being stalked. This does not have any of that.
Right.
It's like, is Data East and Ocean just kind of, like, the... LGN did Friday the 13th. Do they have anything in common, these two games?
I believe... Man, they play so similarly that it'd be really hard
for me to... Yeah, it almost
seems
like they'd have to.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if there was, like, some kind of talent share or what.
Yeah, there's nothing I can see on Wikipedia that puts them together. But the, they do kind of have, like, a similar, even though, like, in retrospect, like, Friday the 13th, like, jumped and shot better than this. Like, it was a little bit more kinetic. But they do have kind of a similar play to them, regardless of which, like, that is a much better game than this. And this weirdly turns into, like, first-person shooting sections, and there's a maze section. That comes through, like, every level is a different bad game in Platoon.
Yeah, it is a different bad NES. It's a grand tour of all the things we dislike.
Yeah, of in NES games that are bad. And just so weird. Like, it doesn't, like, the cover of this, like I talked about in the last episode, but, like, the cover of it is just the cover of the DVD, where it is, like, this kind of technicolor scene of soldiers. It says, the first casualty of war is innocence. Okay. And then Willem Dafoe, Barnes, just getting gunned down by helicopters.
Yeah, in his Christ pose.
Yeah, in glorious Technicolor, on the cover of this super fun NES game, like this was next to, you know, Mario and Ice Climbers on the shelf. Like,
yeah,
what sense does that make?
And what this leads me to believe is that this was meant to sell to dads, right?
Yeah, like kids like the Ice Climbers, dads like this.
Yeah, I mean it's true the world around. At least for people of our age, dads love Platoon. My dad loves Platoon. If you strike up a conversation, like if you just lead a conversation with Platoon, what do you think of that? Like you'll get like
a Cole's dad.
you'll get like a 25-minute conversation about how good Platoon is.
Sounds like if anyone ever sees Cole's dad on the street, walk up and do it.
Yeah, that's just a pro. It's a dad hack. If you don't have anything to talk about, no, I'm serious.
How much does your dad look like you?
pretty much, except shorter hair.
Yeah, I imagine so. Like for certain, like I feel like it was very hard for me to imagine your dad not looking like you.
Yeah,
and If I ever see like a guy who kind of looks like Cole, but just like older and shorter hair, I'm just going to start walking around going like, Platoon? Platoon? Like I'm slinging rock in The Wire. Like, just like kind of walking around just like, nuclear war. Got that platoon. Platoon.
Platoon.
Got that platoon.
Platoon down here.
Platoon. Yeah. And then just see if he takes the bait.
So, I'm going to extend this beyond just my dad. Everybody listening, if you have access to your dad and you're willing to talk to them, you know, because you can't take that for granted, just approach your dad and just see if he has an opinion about Platoon. I'm going to guarantee you that he does.
That's probably true, yeah. Hold on one second. So Sergeant Barnes, is that the guy who was... Okay, Barnes is the bad guy.
Right.
That's not Willem Dafoe.
Right.
Okay, because I thought that Barnes was Willem Dafoe's character. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sorry to interrupt you, because you're right about that dad chat. But I just read on Wikipedia that the end boss of this game is Sergeant Barnes.
Uh-huh.
And for a second, I thought the end boss was Willem Dafoe, and they just, like, totally flipped the message. Like, it's just like... Like, that's how they recontextualized Platoon to make it an NES game, was just like, fuck those peacenik human rights people.
Just like the badass, the final level is so great. You're piloting this helicopter, and there's just like one yeah, stupid dude.
One pixel running away from you that you just get to hammer on.
And then the final cutscene is like a Ninja Gaiden style, tableau of like a fist bump.
Yeah, a fist bump, and then you coming back to the United States and getting a parade, and then like everyone appreciating Vietnam the way that... You know, the soldiers thought they would.
Yeah, the communist flag goes down and the American flag goes up. Just like, Vietnam is now East USA. Like all the signs on the noodle shops flip over to like French fry areas.
Yeah, French fries and McDonald's and Starbucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Brady villages are replaced with fireworks shows.
Yeah.
Like. Let's further America wash Vietnam.
Let's make platoonnes.com like those Bubsy 3D guys did.
Oh yeah,
and make that game, or get those arcane kids to do it, because that's a good idea.
What I was picturing was like some kind of, let's take the first half of Full Metal Jacket, the good half of Full Metal Jacket, and then make it into like a track and field style.
like tap butts, do push-ups.
Yeah, tap butts, do push-ups with like little Oregon Trail style, like moral choices at the, like in the middle, where the, like it's either keep sleeping or beat Gomer Pyle with soap and a sock.
Yeah, you have to find the soap and sock and do like adventure game puzzles. Like,
yep.
You've had your allotment of soap for the day. Isn't it time for your break? Yeah. Or, you know, you've had your allotment of soap for the day. I sure wish I had a cigarette. You've had your allotment of soap for the day. I sure wish I had a cigarette.
It's insult sword fighting, but with Arlie Ermey coming up with.
he'd be an amazing end boss to like insult sword fighting game.
Yep. You know what? I just about went into the story about how Arlie Ermey was picked for that role, but I think I've told it about 17 times,
yeah,
so I'm not going to say it. But yeah. It's so good.
Like, there's a special episode of Check It Out, Comrade, where you just pop in at the end and like tell that story.
I can record that if you want to pop it on.
Yeah, and there's an episode of The Pitch where like it's playing softly in the background backwards, just to get it subliminally into your mind.
It's just an episode long fade.
Yeah. Like I said, the end boss of this game is Sergeant Barnes. According to the Wikipedia, you have to shoot him with 5 live grenades.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you hit him with 5, that's how much it takes to kill Sergeant Barnes. That's dumb.
Yeah, that is really dumb. And so this is what, like 25 years before, Spec Ops The Line?
Yeah.
Which is the video game version of this.
Yes, yeah, this is Spec Ops the video game.
But not even, because like Platoon, it's such an 80s movie in that it is very slow and it's mostly talking.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's very little actual military action that happens to it. I remember watching this when I was like in middle school, right? And just like okay, it's a war movie. When's this going to, like, I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so it's doubly weird that this talky movie it is just converted into this.
Yeah, it's one of the worst like adaptations, mm-hmm, of a game I can think of. It like misses the spirit you know, and everything. Kind of weirdly, like, well thought of. Like, people kind of like this game on GameFAQs.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Any highlights?
On the message board, the number one post, most recent post, is platoons and what you need to know about them. And then the content is, platoons are awesome organizational units that have many military people in them. They're commanded by high-powered military men who are wise in the ways of martial battle.
What?
Which, like, I can't tell if that's how serious this is, but that's a great message board post. Platoons are what you need to know about them. Platoons are awesome organizational units that have many military people in them, commanded by high-powered military men who are wise in the ways of martial battle.
Martial battle, as opposed to psychic battle. Like, Section 3, story. Not too sure about this. The best I could figure is that your army platoon has been abandoned somewhere in the jungle during the Vietnam War. There's a story, like, it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie, nor have I read the instruction booklet, so there may be some clarification in there. If anyone wishes to fill me in on the story, please do so.
I think that we can't trust these, like, GameFAQs metrics that say how long a game is, because this one also says it's, like, 32 hours.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, like, it's a bad, like, data set.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that I love about How Long to Beat, is that they actually tell you by the color coding how reliable that is. Like, they run some kind of analysis on the standard deviation between all of the stuff that comes in that tells you, like, okay, there's a consensus. This is accurate.
Cool.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you. I keep finding things on the internet that make me want to interrupt, like, points that you're saying that I agree with.
Yeah.
So this review of Platoon by JJN, entitled Do It Like in the Vietnam War.
Oh, no.
Introduction. The Vietnam War. It isn't wrong to say this war is a failure or something. I don't know. Who cares about the political spectrum of the Vietnam War? Even this game is directly related to the Vietnam War because you're a soldier fighting against that communist country. ... Perhaps the game developers who engendered this game wants the average game to appreciate the horrible and challenge the Vietnam veterans went rag out when they're battling in the deep jungle with the Vietnamese Kong. Well, the game developers, didn't emulate some bit of the action during the real experience and packed it into the game. Because you can see the trees, the mine that are on the ground, and other hazards eye the floor that might kill you any seconds, and it's important for you to watch for them. For respect all these Vietnam veterans and see the horror and Adeline they faced in the war experience by playing this game, okay? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
All right. So let's play ESL 12-year-old or illiterate. Like,
ESL simulator.
Yeah, that's some fucking Charlie Kelly shit.
Yeah, this is not.
If you threw a so do in there, I would say, did you get like a spec script or something?
This guy is a very prolific GameFAQs reviewer around the 2005 corridor.
he had his moment. He burned out.
Yeah, he did a lot of work.
Candle at both ends, you know.
Yeah. This is like. This getting political in this review, see, this is very special to me. I don't know.
I don't care about the politics of this conflict, but hey, we're killing communists in the forest, so hoorah.
Yeah, I can't tell where he comes down on any of this stuff. Like, I don't care about the political spectrum of the Vietnam War. Even this game is directly related to the Vietnam War because you're a soldier fighting in that communist country, ... the Vietnam War.
Also, the Vietnamese Kong.
Yeah.
one of the lesser known members of the Donkey Kong family.
Yes, the Vietnamese Kong.
Yeah, Vietnamese Kong. Gary, can I read you the credits from this?
Real quick, sorry. Okay. Let me give you this guy's outro.
Okay.
I don't know, but after we play, tend to arrive to our conclusion this game is nothing more than a remake of the war. It's very boring. How could anyone possibly play this game? This game is nothing but a remake of the Vietnam War. It's getting some angry video game nerd shit.
It's a remake. I thought Iraq was a remake of the Vietnam War.
And they've already remade it over and over again. The kind of hard-hitting political commentary you come to accept before. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you the credits off of this off of this fact, okay?
Hook me up.
First off, leading up, God, parentheses, do I have to give a reason? Mm-hmm. My parents, they raised me for Christ, or sorry, for Charlie's sake.
Yeah, I was gonna really like Gamergate, catch him up in a little fallacy. Like, well,
I'm sorry, I don't understand Gamergate fallacies that are not MS Paint with red arrows.
Yeah, somebody needs to take that book of Baby's First Logical Fallacies away from those guys.
Yeah. All right. There's also the fallacy.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue through these credits.
Yeah. So there's a little bit more that's boring. He thinks Pink Floyd.
Sure.
I've often commented that The Wall is the greatest album of all time. I still stand by that. You're wrong. He thinks Castmaster.
Who taught him how to use WinZip?
Yep.
What do you mean? you just double click.
This may have been done in the days where WinZip was a thing you had to download. Like,
well, I mean, you have to download it, but you still just like it. Okay.
Yeah. No. He pulls a rare thinking gamefacts.com instead of CJC, right?
Yeah, that is. And he thinks the whole team.
Yeah. And this is where it goes off the rails.
He also thinks Joe Smoke, who is his username, and then also iMe. Oh, is that another? That's another.
He did the ASCII art.
Okay. I thought he was just saying, like, I'm also thinking myself because I did this cool thing.
Right. He thinks himself twice. Yeah.
Okay.
Just allow me to do where this goes, like where it gets off the rails, though. He thinks Malcolm Young.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he get like caught on murder recently or something? I think he did.
He got caught on a murder.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got caught on a murder.
Yeah. Somebody from AC/DC got popped on something bad here recently. But no, he says he's the rhythm guitarist for AC/DC. I always felt bad for him because his brother Angus, lead guitar, always get all the attention. So here's to you, Malcolm.
That's the thing about these game facts thing is like inappropriate venue.
Oh yeah.
Like it is like, can you like, this is very hard. Like that thing with the guy with talking about his aunt dying, like this is almost more of an inappropriate place to thank the rhythm guitarist for AC/DC.
The aunt thing was very personal, right?
Yeah. Like misguided, but also like kind of sympathetic because maybe that's literally the only way this guy can communicate.
Yeah.
This is like, this should be on an AC/DC message board or like in an email or regular mail.
Or maybe just maybe like on his MySpace.
Sure. Yeah. Like it's like, what a weird, like there's, I can't think of another place where Malcolm Young is less likely to go and see this. Like, is this like the least Malcolm Young friendly page on the internet? Yeah, it's fact for Platoon. Well,
maybe he's shy. Maybe he wants to thank Malcolm Young, but on his own terms. Right.
Or he's created the game-esque like series of clues to lead him here. To get a secret message.
Malcolm Young wakes up like chained to a pipe in a dirty bathroom.
Yeah, with just a laptop and a copy of Platoon. Yeah. And just like eventually he'll end up.
Yes, all is working to plan.
Yeah, he thinks a lot of band people. Also, John Paul Jones, the most underappreciated member of Led Zeppelin.
I agree. John Paul Jones is great.
Sure. Like, I mean, it's not necessarily, I don't even think Malcolm Young's necessarily terrible. Now
I feel bad. Malcolm. So there are two members of AC/DC who are in trouble right now. One of them is on crime. The other one has terrible dementia. And Malcolm Young is the one who has terrible dementia now. He had to leave the band because of that, which, dementia is the scariest thing in the world. So bad on us for laughing.
This guy describes all the enemies in this game as just various adjective Charlies in this pack. Level 3, Dark Charlie, dark blobs that shoot at you.
Oh, that is...
I don't like that.
No, not one bit.
Yeah, this guy lost any... I didn't have any sympathy for him in the first place. I shouldn't try to pretend like I did. But, like, boy, did he lose any I had by having this, like, really annoying, racist actual fact.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, also has not read the instruction booklet.
No. Oh. The other one is
that. If somebody has read the instruction booklet, reach out to me, he says.
Like, there are resources for that. Like, you can
do your fucking journalistic integrity here. Yeah, I know. Joe.
Well, it's bizarre to me that he would take the effort to, he would extend the effort to make this FAQ without actually looking at any of the primary text.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe my priorities are weird.
Guess how many things do you think this guy has contributed to GameFAQs?
15.
One. And it's this.
God.
This is like he was active for one day on GameFAQs doing this. So it's not like he had to talk to he had one shot and he concluded that AC/DC thing.
Mm-hmm. Just in a flurry of activity.
Yeah. On like a one day Coke binge. Like,
just, do you think he did it on a dare?
Maybe he was answering a bounty.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is yeah, and it's a really bad game. We didn't talk about the game that much. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Don't play it.
Yeah,
it's really terrible. Who suggested this?
This is
Sam again.
Yeah, Sam again.
Okay, hey Sam.
Hello.
Hey Sam. Okay. I'm done talking about Platoon.
Yeah, I'm done talking about Platoon as well.
What are we doing next time?
Next time, we are doing Skate or Die 2.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
I have some controversial opinions about Skate or Die 2. yeah, and the ratings and reviews are a thing.
Yeah.
And if you want to suggest games, you go to duckfeed.tv/abjectsuffering.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little widget there. You can suggest games whether you are Sam Bear or whether you're not Sam Bear. Both cases apply.
I wonder if this is like a William Shakespeare thing where there's a cabal of people who are all submitting things under Sam Bear's name.
What was that movie that came out that was like the point of it? Was it Shakespeare was a fraud?
I don't know.
There was like, there was a movie called like Jealous or like Imposter or something like that. and it was like a real like flash in the pan, like got critically, you know, shat on and stuff. And there were posters around campus for it for like 6 months after it came out for some reason. So you'd be walking around campus with all these posters that were like, did Shakespeare actually write his plays? And then it had like, you know, some actor with an evil goatee staring at the camera.
I thought that was just like something insufferable people said in like English 102.
Yeah, I think it's both. And then some of those people go on to be film majors.
Yeah.
And they make movies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know what that movie is. I believe you that it exists.
It exists. There is a movie that's like the whole, it's a conspiracy movie or theory about Shakespeare not writing all his plays. But it's like a dramatized version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anywho.
Yeah, but pro tip for submitting stuff, if you're going to do that, if you want to do multiple games, you need to reload the page.
But you don't have to redo everything. So just reload the page over and over.
Yep.
It'll be quick. Until next time, what do they do?
And just
consider war.
Yeah. Pick your shots. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. And that goes for Ocean, Sunsoft, and
everybody involved.
Barnes.